And as a matter of fact, Suzanne,
this meeting is now being recorded.
There we go.
All right.
I will take roll call. All right.
Go ahead.
Judge Conklin.
Present.
Judge Johnson. Judge Sanders.
Yes, present.
Mr. Harrigan.
Here.
Mr. Planet.
Here.
Mr. Taylor.
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki.
Here.
All right, we do have a quorum, Judge.
Great, thank you then, Suzanne. If you want to make your brief comments to introduce us.
Sure. As a reminder, this meeting is open to the public and is being recorded. Members of the public can join the call via a listen-only code, permitting them to join and leave at any time without notice or interruption. Please identify yourselves prior to speaking for the benefit of all participating and listening to the meeting. We ask that you please place your phones on mute when not speaking to avoid background noise. Please do not place us on hold at any time during the meeting to avoid distractions caused by on-hold music.
Suzanne, thank you very much. So before we get into the specific requests, we do have meeting minutes from our July 7th and our July 11th meetings. I'd entertain a motion to approve both minutes.
Yamasaki so moves.
Any second?
Planet second.
Any opposition to the motion moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes of July 7 and 11? Hearing none, they're approved. So we're now going to move to the specific request, and I've reviewed the request. All the committee members, I'm confident, have reviewed the request as well. There is sufficient information submitted in support of each request. So what I'm going to do, if there's no objection from other committee members, is just some of these are both new and amended requests. So I'd like to work through those standalone new requests first so we can just get people on their way. The first standalone new request is Butte, and I don't believe Butte has any amended requests. So let's start with the Butte request. As I've noted before, for those of you that have participated in these meetings or if there's anybody from the public listening in, we welcome you. We generally, the way we conduct these meetings is the committee members are familiar with the issues involved in these, what I'll describe as holdover requests. The materials are intended to address those requests, and therefore we generally address them by asking if there's questions from the committee members, and then depending on those questions, turning to the requesting party to see if they'd like to supplement their request beyond what they have already provided. So starting with Butte, do any of our committee members have any questions on the Butte request? All right, it does not appear to be there's any questions on the Butte request. Butte, not to discourage you in any way from supplementing your comments, but is there anything else you'd like to add, recognizing that the committee members have no requests for you?
Just one thing, this is Jared with Butte County Superior Court. Just that we're in a pretty dire situation with 5 courtrooms currently without functioning audio in them, and so we're hoping that this goes through the process and we ultimately get approved so that we can get our courthouse fully functioning with courtroom audio.
All right, and just so we're clear, your requested amount presently is $120,000, correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right, thank you very much for those follow-up comments. Any additional questions on behalf of any committee member? Is there a motion to approve Butte's request?
Yes, there's a motion.
Planet moves to approve.
All right. So I heard Judge Saunders first, and then can I interpret your motion, Mike, as a second to Judge Saunders' motion to approve?
Sure, second or third, whichever you want.
Great. Moved and seconded. Is there any opposition from any present committee member to the Butte request? Hearing none, I'm going to deem the Butte request approved by a unanimous vote of all members present on the call. Butte, I think that it concludes your request, and we thank you very much for your submission.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I believe the next standalone submission is from Merced. I don't believe Merced has any amended submissions, so I'm going to turn to Merced, a request of $107,734. And I believe Merced is on the line.
Yes, we are.
And who do we have on the line for Merced?
This is Linda, CEO from Merced, and I've got Terry here.
Great. Thanks so much. materials have been submitted and considered. This is, and I'm just briefly describing this as related to a UPS server request. Any questions from any committee members on the Merced request of $107,734? I hear no questions. Merced, would you like to supplement your request in any way, considering that no committee member has a question?
No, Judge, we just want to just reiterate that we do have servers that are failing, and because we house our data locally, that the Blade servers will help us, and we appreciate Brian Cotta's help too. He's our expert.
And he was, and we're familiar with Mr. Cotta being stolen from Fresno by the 5th. We do appreciate all of his assistance. So, given that, is there a motion to approve the Merced request for the reasons stated of $107,734?
Yes, Yamasaki moves approval.
Is there a second?
Harrigan, second.
Moved and seconded. Is there any opposition to Merced's request of $107,734? Hearing no opposition, I'm going to deem that request approved unanimously by the members present at the meeting. Thank you very much, Merced. We appreciate it. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
So now that leaves us with counties that have submitted both original requests and amended requests. And the only county that I show that has submitted simply an amended request without also an original request is Sacramento. Sacramento's on the line. I show that Sacramento, as I interpret these requests, has the two amended requests. Is that correct, Sacramento?
Yes, this is Rick Beard from Sacramento, sir. Yes, that's correct.
So one of those amended requests is for $381,483. The other is for $1,639,586. And they both relate to your case management system?
Yes, sir. There are two different fiscal years that we place money on these projects, so that's why we have two.
I see. And that the way it's structured, that is necessary, and we appreciate your recognition of that in submitting those materials. So Sacramento has now submitted supplemental amended requests only in the amounts noted. Do any committee members have any questions for Sacramento on their two separate amended requests in the amounts noted? All right, I hear no questions. Is there a motion to approve? I'm sorry, was there a question?
This is Suzanne. I just wanted to make a clarification on Sacramento's request.
All right.
One of the requests, the original request was approved for $333,133, and they are asking to add another $48,000 onto that request.
Or right, so total? That's going to take up to $381,000.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
And and what was the original of the 1.6?
1.858.
So now it's come down to 1.6?
They've spent 219 of it in 16-17.
Understood. That makes sense. Dan, I appreciate that clarification. And with that, do any committee members have any questions? Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the amended request submitted by Sacramento in the amount stated? And I'll take that motion as a motion to approve both requests.
Yeah, Yamasaki so moves approval of both of those requests.
Second?
Yes, it's Glenda Saunders, second.
Moved and seconded to approve both of Sacramento's requests in the amount stated for the reason stated. Any opposition from any committee member to the request from Sacramento? Hearing no opposition, I'm deeming the Sacramento requests approved unanimously by those members present. Sacramento, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Your Honor, and committee members. Thank you.
So now that gets us to both Kern and Napa that have both original requests and amended requests, and only going alphabetically for no other reason, let's start with Kern. Kern has an original request for $77,325 related to issues is described in the new court building, and then the amended request of $677,378 related to their ongoing Tyler conversions. Have I appropriately summarized that, Kern?
Yes, Your Honor. This is Trey McNally. The project in Delano is all but finished. The $77,000 allows us to pay the final invoices for that project. And then Tyler, we have spent approximately $150,000 of the original request, and we're part of a countywide project, and that has its own coordination issues and resulted in some of the delays that are the reason for us asking to put this money in the account for future payments.
I appreciate that, Terry. Thank you so much. Any questions from the committee members on either the new request, the original, or the amended request in the amount stated? All right, I've heard none. Is there a motion to approve each of the original and amended requests submitted by Kern?
Now, this is Clay. I move approval of both requests.
Is there a second?
Yamasaki seconds.
Planet moves, Yamasaki seconds, and this is one. The motion is to, again, so the record is clear, to approve the original request of, pardon me, the new request of $77,325 and the amended request of $677,378 for the reasons stated. Moved and seconded. Any opposition by any committee member? Thank you, Kern. I'll deem Kern's request approved unanimously by members present.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. And NAPA, thank you for your patience. NAPA has an original request, a new request of $418,000 even related to Tyler. And then NAPA, I was just looking at your materials. So your amended request, I didn't see amounts in there.
The amended request, which is the carryover from the prior year, which we are still in the process of implementing our Tyler system, taking longer than we initially anticipated, for a lot of good reasons that we're taking more time to make sure we're doing it right. So that amount is about $87,000 approximately.
For the two put together?
No.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, yeah. No, the 86,678 is for one, and then there's another 126,164 for the second amended request.
All right, I'm sorry, I just missed those numbers, so I appreciate you filling that in, Suzanne and Rick. I really appreciate the explanation. Again,
sure.
If there's any members of the public listening in, I don't mean to imply by the method in which we're considering these requests that they are not given full consideration. It's just the documentation submitted is very thorough for each of these requests. So given that, is there any questions for Rick, for Mr. Feldstein from NAPA related to the original, the new request of 418 for Tyler, and then what I'll describe as the rolling requests, the 86,000 plus and the 126,000 plus from NAPA. Any questions? Hearing
Terry,
no questions.
I have a question. On the maintenance fees included in as part of the 418,000 on the new request, it makes sense as to why that money is there and sitting ready to be used. Lack of implementation didn't allow it to be spent. So as not full disclosure, not sure one way or another, just asking if has staff, judicial counsel staff looked at that and agreed that that's appropriate, I guess?
I haven't looked at it, but are you asking more like for IT or for?
Oh, just it's an appropriate use of this.
So let me give a little explanation of that, because it is a little bit of an anomaly and probably something you won't see often. Our contract was a direct result of the work stream efforts that established the agreement with the three vendors for statewide use. And in that initial work stream participation agreement, that laid out a schedule by which maintenance would be paid for after the project was complete. And as a result of a lot of these projects throughout the state taking more time, the participation agreement was extended further to give courts more time to implement before they had to start paying maintenance. And that happened fairly recently. So we were in the planning phase of paying for this maintenance last fiscal year. But during the year, time frame by which it was due was extended out into this fiscal year. So that's why we want to bring the money from last fiscal year, when we would have paid it had the participation agreement hadn't changed, into this fiscal year to be in compliance with the participation agreement. So it's a little bit of an anomaly and perhaps sort of a complex situation, but that's the reason for it.
Kevin, does that answer your question?
It sure does. Yes. Thanks, Rick.
Great. Thanks, Rick, for that explanation. Any other questions for APA on any of the three requests? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve NAPA's both original new request and the two amended requests?
So moved, Glenda Saunders.
Judge Saunders moves to approve. A second?
Yeah, Yamasaki will second.
Moved and seconded that NAPA's request of 418 for the new request and the two amended requests, as noted, be approved. Any opposition to NAPA's three requests? Hearing no opposition, NAPA's three requests are approved by unanimous vote of the committee members present. And I believe that concludes our business. Suzanne, is there any business I've left out?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Committee members all, thank you very much for your help on this. Most of the work of this meeting goes front-loaded into reviewing the requests. And I think the brevity of the meeting exemplifies the thoroughness of the requests. We do appreciate that. Both Rick, if you're still on the line, from NAPA, and all those courts that participated. And thanks to the committee members for the work they put in. Until next time.
Judge, this is Rick Felsen. I just want to say thank you on behalf of NAPA. We appreciate your consideration.
You bet, Rick. Send some cool weather our way. That's all we ask.
Okay. Will do.
All right. Everybody, thanks so much, and I'm sure we'll be talking soon about either issues or other issues related to take back. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.